Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchante. As always, we appreciate you stopping by Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these and download these podcasts at your leisure. We have a fantastic young man on the program today, Liberty Flame standout offensive lineman. He was also down at the College Gridiron Showcase in Fort Worth, Texas. And he's been doing this for a long time. From the time he stepped in as a freshman in 2017, he was helping with Buckshot Calvert to Malik Willis. They've had 1,000-yard rushers. He's well-versed and equipped to pass or run block. It's none other than Tristan Schultz. Tristan, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you, my friend?
It's great. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you stopping by. Before we went live, you said you're down in velocity. You're beginning your combine pro day training. Can you believe this is all coming to fruition? I assume when you were a little kid, you had aspirations, dreams of possibly playing in the National Football League. And, you know, now you're doing podcasts and you're down at the College Gridiron Showcase and you're at velocity working every day just to be in your best shape for this opportunity. Is that hard to believe right now?
Pretty crazy. Yeah, the dream started back in elementary school. I wanted to play NFL football, so now it's actually coming to happen, but now I just got to work for it. So,
man, have you always been the bigger athletic kid, or did that kind of take time for you to develop into the guy that we see on Saturdays kicking butt for the Flames?
Yeah, so I wasn't the most biggest or the biggest kid in high school, so I had to go to a Fort Kingdom Military Academy, which is a postgraduate school, and I was spent 4 months there, and then pretty much they trained me and then gained a lot of weight there, and mentally I was prepared to play college football, and then that's when Liberty University gave me a scholarship to play football there.
Wonderful, and I don't know, I know you saw a lot of significant action as a freshman. Were you a true freshman in 2017?
So I only played probably about 4 games my true freshman year, but then we had the COVID year, so I played all 4 years.
Okay. Right, well, still, I mean, even so being on the field for 4 games as a freshman, that's fabulous stuff. Let me ask you this, Tristan. So, I mean, you know, you arrive at Liberty, and you don't know how this is going to go. I mean, everybody that plays the game wants to be in the position that you're in now, training for a pro day and be a prospect in this draft class. When do you really get the sense that this is legit? I mean, do you have great games against great opponents? Are scouts coming in or your coaches saying, hey, you know, we see something special in you? How do you get the legit realization that you know this is something that you can do?
Yeah, I would say at the College Gridiron Showcase where there's a scout just kind of just calling my name out and seeing if they want, and they wanted some interviews with me, and that just kind of like kind of surprised me. So now it's like coming to the truth, you know.
How many teams do you think you talked to down there?
Talked to 5 teams in the USFL.
Nice. That's wonderful. I mean, do you call home after that? Does that put some pep in your step for the rest of the week as you're doing your, you know, your, I mean, we know at the Gridiron Showcase, they don't necessarily play a game. You guys, you know, do individual skills and showcase yourself, but a lot more pep, a lot more hype, a lot more self, I guess, confidence. Those logos are speaking to you?
A lot of self-confidence, and it honestly puts you a little juice in your step too. So that's good for training.
Yeah, like I said, I get so excited when you guys come on, and it's the first flirtation, if you will, where, you know, you're actually seeing these logos ask you questions and show interest. It's kind of like being interested in, you know, that girl from across the room, and you finally get to talk to her and she's interested in you, and you're like, wow, this is this might lead somewhere.
100%.
We asked all the guys to come, right? I mean, we throw you in the film room. Tristan Schultz is breaking down game tape with these NFL scouts. In your words, what do you think they're going to love about you? I call them your hallmark home run abilities, where they're going to have to bring you aboard that 53-man roster.
Yeah, I mean, I'm breaking it down, seeing, like, what weaknesses my opponent has, like, what I can do good against him, our offensive line can do well against their defense, what run plays, pass protection. So pretty much everything like that.
Now, for you, I mean, well-versed. I mean, I saw you played left tackle. I mean, have you played a variety of offensive line positions during your time at Liberty?
Yeah, so I played right tackle 2018 season, and then the rest of the time at left tackle.
All right, so you are. You can book in from either end is always is a good thing. Are you feisty out there? I mean, what's your demeanor? I mean, you come across as a humble young kid, I mean, over these phone lines, but what's it like lining up against you?
They're just – I mean, I would say the opponent would know that they're getting my 100% best, and it's not going to be an easy one for them.
Fair enough. And this is the showcase you – what goes unnoticed, Tristan? I mean, you mentioned film. Are you a team captain? What room warrior? Maybe this awesome offensive system, the scheme that you ran didn't allow you to showcase. What do these guys need to know about you?
That I'm extremely athletic. I mean, kind of went to a small school, but not at the time of the last 2 years. But I would say that I'm extremely athletic. I don't think a lot of people can do what I can do. And I'm just – truthfully, I'm just going to work harder than a lot more people.
Fair enough. Once again, Tristan Schultz here on the C2P, talking a little NFL draft with this Liberty Frame standout offensive lineman. Mentioned earlier that he played right tackle and left tackle during his time there, and he was also down at the College Gridiron Showcase. Big shout-out to Craig Reed, Jose Jefferson, for really building that thing up to something very special for everybody involved, all 32 NFL teams, CFL, USFL. Great, great, great possible, great time for these kids to showcase their skills in front of these potential hirees from the National Football League. Absent of football life, Tristan, how do you kind of like spending your free time? What are your hobbies and other interests?
So we have a boat. So we like to go wake surfing. We went to Big Sky, Montana last year. We went snowboarding. So just a lot of, like, outdoor activities, I would say. I like to play golf with my friends. So
nice. So what's your height weight right now?
6'4" and a quarter and 309 pounds.
Nice. Dude, you got to look like a monster snowboarding or surfing.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty scary watching me come down the mountain.
do people comment on your size and your athleticism, seeing you do what you do?
Yeah, I actually have a lot of people comment on what I do. I don't know how you do that, but I do it, so.
Well, I guess since we're on the subject, I mean, you might not be the Sean White of, you know, snowboarding or surfing, but can you do tricks? I mean, are you pretty nifty, do you got some swag when you're doing it?
Yeah, I have some swag to it. I can just do the basic tricks, I guess.
It's more than I could do. I'd end up breaking every bone in my body and not getting very far. I pretty feel confident in that. I could tell you that, my friend. So when you're down at Velocity, you said you're doing – I think you said you've been there a week and a half as you prepare for combine prep. Take us through a typical day so far in terms of how you're getting ready for this.
So we'll probably wake up at 9 o'clock and then we'll do a pro agility or working on the 40, more of like running at the aspect of running. And then the later session we'll be doing workouts lifting weights. And then there's a time between there we'll do some O-line drills. So working on the technique.
Any days, are they doing anything to you at this point that really make you suffer where you're just begging that they stop?
No, I mean, I'm just mentally prepared. Just like, I mean, I only have one shot at this, so I just want to keep, I just want to continue to work and don't really care how much it hurts, but, you know, so just wanted to work, so.
Fair enough, man. Hey, Tristan, this has been a fabulous show. We appreciate you stopping by just to kind of let us touch base and get to know who you are and what you bring to this 2022 draft class at your position. Before we let you go, we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out. A few lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I mean, we can't let the show go by. Malik Willis, considered a first-round prospect. What was it like blocking for him, and what do you think his best trait is as a quarterback or a teammate?
It was an awesome experience playing with Malik. I felt like his best play is probably just being so explosive, and I don't think there's one play I saw, literally there was 10 defenders tried tackling him and all 10 of them missed him. So he's just one great kid. He's very humble, and he truly cares about everyone else on the team.
Wonderful. How about this one? Your head coach, Hugh Freeze, does he have any pet peeves during practice that kind of make you guys laugh, maybe even joke during practice or definitely get a laugh out afterwards, something that really sets him off?
I guess pet peeves is not when play assignment right. So then that drives him crazy. But, I mean, that's typical football coach, but nothing really.
All right. I don't know if you've been down there long enough. If we had you on in a month or so, if you were down at Velocity, but I'll take a shot at this one. If you could flip roles right now if you could work somebody out at Velocity and make them sweat, which coach are you going to put through a workout and what are you going to make them do?
Oh, I'm taking Coach Josh, and I would just say, give a nice sprint workout and a nice leg workout in the second workout.
I love it. And Tristan, the final one, I know it might be hard to believe here. I think January 25th, right now we're doing this show, but that draft is going to be right around the corner that weekend, April 28th through the 30th. When you wait to hear your name come off the board, I assume you're going to be with family and dear friends. That said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this special day?
Well, I would have to say my mother. Truthfully, just a nice big old ribeye and some nice garlic mashed potatoes and sweet corn casserole, and that's it. That's all we need.
Excellent. That is all you need. Sounds delicious. Hey, Tristan, fabulous career, and we do. We know you're a lot going on. You just got done working out. I'm sure you just want to rest and relax, but you're kind enough to give us some of your time. We do appreciate you. We like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the show.
Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, Tristan Schultz, the standout from Liberty. A lot to like, young man. And this is why we love bringing these kids on. I mean, dude, the guy's 6'4", 309. He's surfboarding and snowboarding. I mean, that does take some athleticism. This is not some 110-pound dude just doing this stuff. It's a big man. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.